Whatever it is you enjoy about the World of Warcraft, we have a challenge for you.
Adventure.
Crafted.
Murder.
Flowers.
This is the WoW Challenges Podcast. And here's your host, Lita.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. I'm your host, Lita. This is episode 390 on Saturday, January 10th, 2026. Yes, we are back. First show for 2026. Happy New Year, everyone. How is everyone doing? Did everyone get to have a bit of a break over Christmas, New Year? Are we recovering? Have we started off the new year well? All of those things. We've been fairly... Yeah, it hasn't been too hectic here. Start of the year, the end of the year. Yeah, I mean, nothing majorly. My husband's been busy working, but other than that, it's been fairly chill and not too crazy. So that's good. That's good. The start of the year has been busy. But again, nothing too crazy over here. It is very hot, not only here where I am. In Australia in general, we have got, there is horrific bushfires down south. And there is cyclone up north. So, unfortunately, this is the time of year where these things do start. We're used to seeing crazy bushfires and fires this time of the year from kind of Christmas through. So, there's some pretty crazy. I saw some footage last night of one of the fires and just the way it just consumed the farm. So it took out like the grass, the area of one of the farms down south in Victoria, and how fast that fire moves. It's just, yeah, it was just heartbreaking to watch, to see that. As far as I know, everybody got out. You could also see from the Royal Fire Service helicopter that was flying over that you could see people on the ground trying to water and trying to move and things like that. So as far as I know, everyone from that property got out. But yeah, it's a bit crazy. And then up north, it looks like that there's been a lot of rain. There's been flooding up in North Queensland, and it looks like that there is a cyclone forming off of Townsville, and they've given like a warning from kind of Cairns to Mackay. So my brother's in Mackay, and again, this time of year is the time of year where cyclones do start, anything from kind of late December through. So we'll see what happens with that one, and see how everything progresses. But at the moment today, it's very hot here. So other than that, we're doing okay. And as I said, yeah, 2026, let's see what the year brings in from us. So to the chat room, I see Zeps here. Mrs. Rock Guru, thank you very much. Subscribed once again for another month on Twitch. Thank you. Thank you very much. Everyone who donates or Patreon or Twitch subs, etc. All the money goes towards the website. That's it. Whatever isn't covered by that covers by myself, and at the moment that's where all the money's going, is just going purely into paying for the website to keep our website running. And I'll get to that in a moment. I was going to say cheers. I did mean to say cheers to everyone. So I've got my coffee. Even though it is very hot, still got to drink coffee. Coffee is my blood, as we know. So cheers. Cheers to all our wonderful challenges and for our viewers here, so, and listeners. So thank you very much for tuning in once again. And I'm wishing everyone a wonderful 2026. So I thought we could start with some New Year's resolutions. And I had, where's my mouse gone? My mouse decided to disappear. Fantastic. Okay, so let me see if this comes back. So yesterday when I was looking at New Year's resolutions in WoW and just things, more so than things in general, but trying to look towards gaming and in WoW in particular, I did find this YouTube video from what's his name? Hang on, let me what was his name? It's not going to bring it up. Of course it's not. That would just be crazy, wouldn't it? The WoW Casual. So I had a watch through that, and I thought there might be something interesting for you guys, if you're keen to have a look at it. But I wanted to share. But there was a couple of points that he raised, and I thought, once again, whether it's looking at for yourself, whether it's personally or with gaming, but it can all go towards challenges and playing WoW and what's going on with that. And one of the first things he was talking about was embrace something new. So we can look at that in the scope of whether it is you want to try a new challenge that you haven't tried before within, you know, the challenges that are up, whether it is trying a new race, a new class, something that you haven't tried before, haven't tried in a long time. I am still sweating up a storm. So excuse the sweaty forehead. So embracing something new, if it's also looking at maybe you normally play a DPS class. So you could say, all right, well, perhaps I'll try something new. Let me roll a tank. Let me tank everything, whether it's, you know, warrior, paladin, DK, like whatever you want to do. You could roll that next challenger as a different role. So embrace those something new. So I thought, once again, I know that we talk about this on and off over the years, but just by trying something new within the scope of whether it is you're doing the challenges, whether it is you're gaming within just WoW itself, whether it is gaming in the larger aspect of you saying, well, you know, I want to try playing more different games, etc. You know, to trying something new can always be exciting. So that was the first point that I thought was a good reminder for us. The other thing was, and again, I think this is important for us to also remember, and that was one of, I think, the last points that he made was take a break if you're not enjoying it. So if you're not in the scope, and it's regardless of whether we know midnight is literally around the corner, it's not far away now, we've got pre-expansion stuff hitting very, very soon. We know there's going to be changes within that. We know sometimes even just playing within the challenges, we've got people who play a lot of the challenges, and when you're playing a lot of something, sometimes taking a break because you're not enjoying it, you just could be continually going through that motion of, oh well, I need to log in, I need to do this, I need to do that, but you're not really enjoying what you're doing, sometimes to take a break. And as I've been saying for some time, I'm not sure how long, but for some time, that there are so many other games out there that trying something different, hence going back to point one of embracing something new, can also help. It can also reignite that passion for coming back and trying a new challenger or WoW again or whatever it might be. So those were the two kind of points that I wanted to make as to looking at things for, it's the start of the new year, it's the start of what, you know, what do you want your 2026 to be of for gaming, for WoW, for playing the WoW challenges. A lot of people might say, well, you know, I want to get a max level tune and all of that. If that's what your challenge, what your resolution is, then fantastic. Like, we wish you all the very best with it. But if it is something that you need to take a step back, take a break, you need to go embrace something else, or you're not really sure of what you want to do, sometimes by just changing it up and saying, okay, well, I haven't played a shaman since we did the shaman contest back in 2020, you know, or whatever it is. So maybe I'll roll a shaman and try that. I might try that in doing a green man instead of doing the iron, or I might work towards doing, instead of doing the pacifist as being a, you know, what would we say, like a rogue, Night Elf rogue or any of that, that you might say, hey, I'm going to be a warrior, an orc warrior, stomping around, trying not to harm the critters and picking flowers, because it's something different to what I'm usually doing, so to embrace that. So let me know if you've got any resolutions for yourself for this year, whether it is gaming related, WoW related, or challenge related. Pop that in the comments, or even pop it in the Discord if you want to have a chat about that as well. So that was my little topic to start off the year. So hopefully you've got some interesting resolutions or thoughts for what this year will bring. All right. So let's get on to the news. And again, sorry, apologies. I really am struggling with the sweats. So, all right. So, news. While we have been away on our end of year, Christmas, New Year break, you guys have been busy. Absolutely. It's amazing. Once again, credit to you all for continuing to astound myself and the team with your dedication. We have got a new, let me have a look. We have got 1, 2, 3, 4 new irons, with the first iron for this year dinging this morning. And we have got 3 greens. So that's very exciting. So we have got, of the irons, we have got, and apologies if pronunciation, if I mess it up. We all know that's a given. So we've got Deb Bryan, who was our 47th iron. Iron Heffy, who's our 48th. Josephus, who was our 49th iron. And then this morning, Zirathoff, who was our 50th iron champion, which was today. And I have emailed them and I think they've responded. So, Zirathoff, if you are anywhere around, we will be doing your write-up later, once the show's all done, etc. So that will come later. Now, for our greens, we've got 3 greens, and I will say Evie has been a what would you call it? Just a power leveling machine. So Evie has got the 3 tunes of Green Man. So Evie Crash, Evie Entity, and Evie Snuggle. So that's our 13th, 14th, and 15th Green Man. So I can see Evie is still on their mission to kind of get one of every green that they possibly can. And I can see Evie is well and truly, once again, working way through their tunes and possibly new challenge tunes as well, which is wonderful. So yeah, so we have got new blog posts on some of those that are up on the website. So if you want to check out their stories, again, go over to wowchallenges.com. If no information is received from the person with the challenge champion, I just do a very basic post. But for those of us that do write in and give answers to the questions, once again, thank you. I love reading the stories. It's always interesting to see people's journeys. And I think that that's beneficial, because there could be something that you don't realize. And reading it, you might think, oh, I was going to go to that zone. But, you know, such and such says it's not the best zone. Sometimes that can help. And besides, wow, now has that many zones within itself that being able to, you know, skip around. Sometimes you think, oh yeah, I haven't been to that zone in forever, I'll pop over there, but it might not necessarily be challenger friendly. And sometimes finding that out through trial and error can be a little bit rough. So if someone else has gone through and then kind of done that journey, that's beneficial. It means that you're not losing your tune because you're learning from someone else's experience. So I thought, always interesting to read the journeys. Okay, now the next thing I wanted to mention, let me have a look. The next thing was Blizzard Midnight pre-expansion content update goes live January 20th. How are we? It's just coming in too fast. I'm not prepared at all. Trying desperately to be, but it doesn't seem to be working. So this was posted a couple of days ago, I think. Anyway, so what we've got is the first Shadows of the Void fall upon Azeroth as the Midnight pre-expansion content update goes live January 20th. Players can explore the new user interface updates, experiment with new combat design changes across all classes, walk the path of the Demon Hunter, Devourer, and more. Now, I will fully admit I have not even looked at Midnight for any beta or anything like that, so we're just going to have to see, I guess, how things play out. Please just remember that whenever there is any update, any patch, any update with the game, if you can strip your tunes down to be on the safe side, just in case if there are changes to gear, which certainly can and has happened in the past, and therefore that there's no surprise on, you know, you logging back in on your champion, on your challenger that you're leveling, who's at 72, and all of a sudden they've changed the chest from a gray to a green, which would, you know, flag you, etc. And there's no do-overs on that. Like, once it's recorded as flagged, that's it. So please, for those challenge tunes that you really don't want to take any chances on, log in, strip them down, and put them somewhere safe. Sometimes not putting them in the main city is better. Put them in, you know, like one of the cities or one of the towns nearby, just in case if there's anything going on in the city. You never know. It's just trying to keep things the best that you possibly can to give yourself a good chance of being able to log in and pick up where you left off with that tune with whatever the new content is. So there is a new race and class combination, which will be the Void Elf Demon Hunters. There's a new Demon Hunter specialization, which is Devourer. I have not looked at any of that stuff. I probably won't until it goes live. There's stat and item squishes, apparently, which that per se won't make any difference to our tunes, but what could do is if they do end up changing quality. So again, be very aware that there could be something. And just because they might not say, oh yes, we're changing this when the patch goes live, we know, and we have seen, and I have personally had this happen to me, where I didn't know that these things were going to be changed. You log in and all of a sudden your toon's flagged because you didn't, there was no indication that they were going to be changing these things specifically. There is also transmog updates, some user interface updates. I'm not sure what that is. Pre-expansion event. Do they talk about... So, pre-expansion event and Winds of Mysterious Fortune buff. The week of January 27, the pre-expansion event gets underway, making it the perfect time to try out the new class changes. The Winds of Mysterious Fortune buff also returns, offering all ventures a chance to reap bonus experience from level 10 to 79, catch up on your alts, finish missed content, and unlocks and prepare for the launch of Midnight. So again, a lot of those things that we can't change, Blizzard putting these buffs into the game. So if that is something that you're going to utilize, then so be it. Okay, so just be aware that a lot of times for these things, if you get a little bit of a bonus to help with your leveling, yay, it's right across the board. We can't change that. All right. Okay. And then the hour grows near. Rally your friends and allies and prepare to face the void when World of Warcraft Midnight launches worldwide on March the 2nd. So it's less than 2 months. March, April, February, March. Yeah, less than 2 months for the next expansion to be out. Crazy. So that was off the... I was going to link it. Might help if I do that. Sorry, chat. It. So that was that news that I had found. And then the other one was just pertaining to the weekly, where is it? I'll link that one. So the WoW weekly Midnight pre-expansion Legion Remix Classic Anniversary and more. There's information on what to do before the Midnight pre-expansion content update hits. Obviously, things to remember what you're doing on your normal toons, which can also be put towards your challenge toons. Obviously, what are the things that you want to achieve before Midnight hits with your challenge toon? What's feasible for you to be able to do. So always something to keep in mind. And again, it's less than 2 months. Crazy. For those doing Legion Remix, Burning Crusade Classic Anniversary is launching. If you're into that, cool. January Trading Post, for those doing that, obviously, always good for across the account. If you're jumping from multiple toons, they all contribute to, you know, getting whatever January's coming out for. So there's lots of, you know, there's lots of bits and pieces that are going on within the game. But again, if you're a little bit burnt out with the game, you might be feeling like, hey, I need a bit of a break before Midnight hits, all of that kind of thing. Nothing wrong with that too. And that's going back to, you know, what we started off the show with, is either embrace something new, even if that's outside of the game, or looking at, you know, taking a break and doing something else. Some people take a break and go and play console games, try different games. I mean, there's a lot of things that is around at the moment. Leaders having a moment today. Why did that? There we go. I don't want to pin. Sorry, that second one that I put in was wrong because I must have been too trigger happy with my fingers, you know, control copy and etc. So apologies on that. All right. So those were the things that I wanted to mention to start off with news-wise, what's coming up. There's a lot going on, obviously, in-game, right across the board. And if that is something that you're enjoying and keeping yourself busy, yay. And if you need to take a break and walk away for a little while, then do it. There are many, 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 many games around. And if you need to have that break to go and play other games, nothing wrong with that either. Okay, so state of the challenges. Let's have a look. So we did have a few challenges this week. So starting with the state of the challenges irons, we have got 10 irons. So we've got Ansel at level 39. Number 9 is Nasira at level 41, RIP. Number 8 is Maiden of Iron, level 44, RIP. 7 is Tibu at level 46. Number 6 this week is Ironic, level 50, great name. Number 5 is Materal. I don't think I've pronounced that right, but my brain's not braining. So, level 72, RIP. And then we've got our level 80, so our max level champions. So we've got Zerathoth, Josephus, Iron Heffy, and Debrian, who were all out level 80s. At Bloods, there was no Bloods, but there was one pacifist, which is PC at level 26. We also had one working man, which is Nightlight at level 10. What a great name. That's awesome. Nightlight. Working man. I can see that's fitting. I kind of feel like Nightlight should be... I wonder if... I can't remember what race they are. I feel like they should be some kind of dwarf. Or possibly even a gnome. That would be cool. But I don't remember what the... I don't remember what it was. Okay, for greens, we had 8 greens. And it looks like Eevee's... Like I said, Eevee is very busy right across the board. So at number 8, we've got Evidently at 32. Number 7 is Eevee Makaloo at level 49. 6 is Eevee Blood at 57. Number 5 is Green Pewtwo at level 71. Number 4 is Greenadon at 76. And then we've got Eevees, Eevee Snuggle, Eevee Entity, and Eevee Crash, which were all the 80s. So Eevee is definitely very busy leveling many toons in the greens, which is fantastic. There was no tins this week. And there was no Blood or Green Man teams. However, we do have an Iron team, and that is Team Bear, and they hit level 23. So, fantastic effort And again, we had 3 deaths across from the irons. But again, it's so wonderful to see people leveling. So well done, commiserations on those that we lost, but well done on people leveling. And it's great to see that. So it'll be interesting to see the coming fortnight's data as to, what's been happening. So again, fantastic and well done, everyone. Evie, hey, Evie, hi, welcome, welcome. Congrats, everyone. How many challenge champions do we have compared to Dragonflight at the moment? Well, we do have, I'd have to pull data. I haven't got the data right at my fingertips. However, we could do a quick look. So we've got 50 irons currently. We've got 50 irons, 15 greens, 6 working. Four bloods, 12 passes, I think. So I'd have to do a breakdown comparing that to Dragonflight. We ended up with 58 irons. Before the War Within hit. It's all good. So, what I might do for the next stream, let me write this down, 'cause otherwise we know. Oh, where's my? Okay, I've lost my notebook. Where is it? Here we go. What I'll do is in the back of my notebook, I will do a for next show, okay? 'Cause then I can pull the data and have a bit better look. So we will compare between the War Within at this point to versus Dragonflight. I will compare the data. So I might see if we can somehow I'll figure it. I'm not sure. I've never like properly done kind of like a data stream for this stuff. It's always just been I've kind of just pulled it. So what we might do is dedicate a little bit of time next stream. I will see if I can make some little charts and get some information together. That's exciting. We can do that. So, Evie, thank you. Fantastic suggestion. We will do that. Love your work. We will have some fun because we are obviously leading up to with midnight hitting. So it's not a bad idea to think that if we've got less than 2 months, technically we've probably that means we might only have 3, maybe 4 streams between now and the expansion. When we kind of put it in that perspective, it's not many. Because I'm still not streaming, we're not doing weekly streams at at this stage. We will continue with the fortnightly streams. It just allows for IRL to have some factors that that we need to have some IRL as well. So I will do that. I will also what I won't do is close the book and forget about it. So forget about it. So I've got my My note, there's my note. I'm going to leave that open and we're going to put that just beyond my coffee. So I will look at making, I'll see if I can make some, you know, some charts or some, pull some data, and we can talk about that for the next one. So fantastic. Great idea. Love your work, EB. Thank you. And again, congratulations. I know you're busy leveling. Wonderful, wonderful effort. And can't wait to see how you go before the expansion. And then obviously really excited to see what happens with the expansion for all you, for everyone as well. Okay, so chit chat. I've got some funnies. I found some New Year's ones, so bear with me, because I just thought, pertaining to the start of the year and Happy New Year and all of that kind of fun thing. So, why doesn't anyone listen to each other on New Year's Eve? Because their words go in one ear and out the other. There's my little Chris Naught, because I'm sure that if she was here today, she would appreciate that. She is IRLing, so we miss you wherever she is, probably, hopefully sleeping or in the middle of inventory. So everyone, hi Chris. Okay, my next one is, what do you call a New Year's Eve party for mathematicians? A countdown function. I thought you maths people might appreciate that one. All right, the next one. What was the caterpillar's New Year's resolution? To turn over a new leaf. That one's my favorite, I must admit. That's my favorite. All right. Okay. I don't really have anything else to mention. Do I have something else I want to mention? There was something and I didn't write it down and now I've forgotten it. The story. Yes, the story of my life. Completely gone. Whoosh, it's gone. Hang on, where's my little whoosh? Where's my little, I've got a little whoosh. It's gone. All right. Well, again, thank you to Mrs. Rock Guru for your sub through Twitch once again. To all our Iron Elite wonderful people, thank you, whether that's through Twitch, whether that's through Patreon, we appreciate it. Like I said, all the money purely goes towards paying for the website that keeps, which is wowchallenges.com. that's where we've got all of the rules, the write-ups, all of that stuff is on the website. So thank you very much for that. To the wonderful bunch of mods that we have, thank you for once again being here and doing the things you do. I appreciate you all, so thank you very much. And again, guys, for being here with me. I know we're a small niche community, and I appreciate those of you that come and hang out when I have a stream, you know, whether it is that you're busy saying something or you're just listening to me prattle on. Thank you. I do appreciate it. So thank you very much. And for that, so at this stage, we'll be back in 2 weeks, a fortnight, not the game, fortnight. That's what we call it here. So that will be the 24th of January. So, small niche. I will tell you, I'm too big for a niche. Hey, Dave. Hi, Dave. Happy New Year. I hope you are well, my friend. It's been a while since I've seen you. I hope you are keeping well. So we'll be back in 2 weeks. So again, we'll stick with the 7 p.m. Eastern time, which is 10 a.m. On a Sunday, later time, for those in Australia, depending on where you are in the country. Obviously, for anyone that is, please be safe with the bushfires down south, with the cyclone, the way that the weather is at the moment. It is super crazy hot here. And for everyone else, no matter where you are, please stay safe. That is my main thing for you all. All right. If you want to find me, the easiest way is you can message me through on Discord. Send me an email, leaderwow@gmail.com. Send it to podcast@wowchallenges.com. There are ways to get in contact if you want to talk to the mods. If you're not sure, please hop in Discord. Discord is probably the easiest, but we do have other socials. So all the socials you can find, just hop on the website, wowchallenges.com. You will find that there. All right. Other than that, I think I've covered everything. Thank you to everyone for again hanging out with me today. I appreciate you all for taking the time. Again, Evie, congratulations on your 3 greens so far. You've been busy. I can see you're busy leveling, which is fantastic. Mrs. Rock Guru, thank you again for, what was it, 70, 76? 75 months. You rock. I appreciate you so much. So thank you for that. To Chris, who's couldn't be here, thank you. Take care, my friend. I hope you're... she's probably neck deep in inventory, so we send much hugs to her. And on that note, please stay safe both in and out of game, and I will catch you in 2 weeks time on January the 24th. All right, guys, see you then. Bye. The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Lita, copyright 2026. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. Music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod at incomnitech.com as well as from bensound.com. No copyright infringement is intended.